You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
March the 27th of 2025. The time is 8:07. Very pleasant start here in downtown Wausau at our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The sun is shining. Temperature is 29 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a very nice Thursday before we start to get dreary for the next few days. We'll have more on that coming up. But it is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel at that site. We'd like you to be part of the show. Give us a call. Give us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Ian, we'll have more with you coming up in just a few minutes. But
sounds good.
We don't want to waste any time because the man has stuck us as... Stood or what is the word?
Stuck around.
Yeah, I tell you, I actually overslept my alarm this morning, so my mind is not. I don't, and that's very rare. I can't remember the last time I did that, and I don't know why, but nevertheless, that is the voice of Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, host of Up North News Radio, every weekday morning from 6 till 8 a.m. Good morning, Pat.
I like being referred to as the man. That's
you are the man.
after all those years of working for the man, now I am the man. Just in time to be a part of the patriarchy.
There you go.
Boy, what a time to be alive.
Hey, well, let's start off with positive news.
Oh, good.
The sun is shining.
Yes.
It is opening day. You're sporting the Brewer colors and logo. I'm wearing the hat today.
Got my Brewer's Hawaiian shirt on. You got the hat. We are ready to go.
What is your sense this season with the Milwaukee Brewers?
My sense is the same thing that I said last year. I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm just going to enjoy the season. I love baseball. I love having a team to root for. And I love having a team that I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry that they're going to finish in the cellar.
Right.
And I don't want to have to worry like, oh, if they don't win at all, it's been a terrible season. You know, we've gone through that expectations game, most notably with Green Bay Packers some seasons. Like, oh, if this isn't it, you know, that it's just failed. And I'm not saying that I'm accepting mediocre. I think they're going to be a very good team. I think they're going to compete for a division title. I'm just not going to, you know, live and die by every... You know, by every loss that comes along the way. It's like, okay, the nice thing about baseball is you start with 162 of these things. And if it doesn't go well today, you get 161 more of these things. So I'm just thrilled to have it be baseball season again. Give me a little diversion, especially on weeknights, to just put it on in the background while I'm getting things done around the house, peek in on the game every now and then. It relaxes me, and I'm just thrilled that we have finally made it to this day. It's still a little weird to be doing this in March.
I know.
I'd much rather it was more of an April thing, but I will still take it. I'm good with it.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, you know, if it's not win the championship or bust. I tell people, when you talk about the Packers, if you're the fifth best team in the NFL, that means you're the fifth best out of 32, and that's not a failure.
No.
And also, somebody, a friend of mine, talks about the fact that, hey, just always want them to go as far as they can because it breaks up the winter.
I am going to steal, for folks that didn't listen right at the top of the 6 a.m. hour, I'm going to steal Greg Bach's joke and say, breaking news just in. The Chicago White Sox have already been mathematically eliminated. So it's not a great day to be a White Sox fan. But everybody else, it's good.
Hey, by the way, the White Sox are way ahead of the Cubs already. Cubs are 0-2.
Exactly. The Brewers are in first place, and they haven't even played a game yet.
And the Cubs are winless. That's even better.
And the Cubs are winless at 0-2, thanks to that Tokyo series. So, yeah, I think it's made this day even sunnier.
Yes, it has. Let's talk a little bit about one of the big news stories in the past week. But the chat, what do they call it?
Well, there goes the sun. Okay, let's bring those clouds back in.
But the thing I want to talk about actually is not that in itself, but in the immediate aftermath, the fact that the defense secretary, the national security advisor, the White House press secretary, and everybody involved in this administration immediately started lying. Lying. And I was thinking back to almost 50 years ago when Gerry Ford became president, and he came in after a lot of lies from the Nixon administration. He said, that our system of government, truth has to be the glue that holds us together. Right. We have gone as far away from that with this group. The personal attacks on the reporter. I mean, they are doing everything they possibly can to avoid the actual issue. But the lying really bothers me.
It should. In fact, as I travel, across the state on various interstates and state highways, you see all kinds of things out there. And there's one farm field not far from Eau Claire where he's just got the Burma Shave signs, and all it says is lying is destroying America. And it doesn't make any other pitch other than that. And I think amen every time I go by that, because there is a group of people that have learned that if you tell the same lie often enough, and if you say it, if you're tough enough, angry enough, whatever you want to call it, that then there is another group of people who will believe it because they want to believe it. I always come back to somebody very close to me who was very sheepishly admitting after the 2016 election that he voted for Donald Trump, saying, well, I know he doesn't lie, but in my view, they all lie, and I want to believe his lies. I want to believe that his would come true. That's just not a reason to vote for somebody. It's not a reason to support somebody. And if you think everybody lies, since that is really, that's either mathematically impossible or you're in a very dark place. If you think everybody lies, maybe you need to look a little deeper, do a little bit more homework, and find out that somebody's telling the truth. Even if you don't necessarily like the truth, somebody's telling the truth. Let me give you a good example how we ended the show. Ended the show last hour by quoting from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which studies a lot of things. It's a nonpartisan think tank. And they study the tax burden. Okay, the tax burden is the percentage of state and local taxes as a percentage of household income. That's the tax burden. It's at the lowest it's been since 1970. So somebody could get out there and say, our taxes are actually too low here in Wisconsin. I mean, our schools, we have to go to referendum all the time. We should be raising taxes because our tax burden is lower than it's been. We can afford to pay a little bit more. Now, nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to run on that. But at least people looked into the truth. And the truth of the matter is our tax burden is low. And so it's okay to be supportive of increasing some of the resources that we put in toward things like our schools, our roads, high-speed internet, export markets for Wisconsin farmers. It's okay to invest in these things. You don't have to have this mentality of, every tax is bad, every right. spending is bad. That's not going to get you anywhere.
What's your take on next Tuesday? Obviously, we're finally almost there. And then the good news is, again, after Tuesday, that's it. We don't have any more elections in 2025.
For a whole year.
Holy cow. I think we should have a party next week about that. Because that's
for a year with an asterisk, and I'll explain in just a minute here. First off, I have no prediction whatsoever on this because I really thought people had seen enough of Donald Trump last year.
Right.
And I was clearly wrong about that, so I'm going to hold off. But here's the thing. the reason Elon Musk is now putting nearly $20 million of his own money into this is that it's an open seat. It's a chance for conservatives to take control of the court. If they don't win on Tuesday, if Susan Crawford wins, they won't get a chance to take control of the court for years, because the next three seats that come up in the next 3 years are all conservative seats that have to be defended. However, here's the asterisk. If Brad Schimmel wins, then that means that next year, when it's a conservative jurist who's up for re-election, it will again be a fight for control of the court. So what I'm trying to say is, if Susan Crawford wins, we get to go a year and a half or more without a contentious election. Maybe that's reason enough to elect Susan Crawford, is just to avoid another bruising Supreme Court campaign 1 year from now.
What about the DPI race? Because it's been interesting, because I think it was you and others talked about the fact that the conservative candidate had raised quite a bit of money, and it was becoming
a little bit
more interesting than maybe we would have thought. You obviously had a chance recently to talk to her. What's your take?
I had a chance to try to talk to Brittany Pinzer.
It was a frustrating conversation, I heard it.
But I've noticed in that one and in all the subsequent ones, really not wanting to answer the questions, to just say we need more choice for our kids. You know, all the code words are there for more tax dollars toward voucher schools. Now, having already said that the tax burden, state and local tax burden, is low in Wisconsin, there's one thing that has to go along with that, and it's this. We can't be paying for two school systems in Wisconsin. And I feel like that's the message that's getting to voters when they realize that we are north of $700 million. In other words, we're closing in on $1 billion a year in tax dollars for voucher schools. That's going to get people thinking, I don't know if we should be paying for two school systems. And we've asked Brittany Kinzer, she's been asked repeatedly, how do you square that? How do you ask taxpayers to pay for two school systems? And she says all the things about, well, we need choice, etc. But I'm not getting an answer to how do you make sure that our public schools are as strong as they can be without breaking the bank for taxpayers paying for two systems.
It's going to be interesting. It's one thing about election nights. It's always interesting. Yep. But we'll keep an eye on that. Pat, enjoy your weekend. Thanks again for joining us. Go Brewers, and we'll talk to you next
Brewers.
Week.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
That is our Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every weekday morning from 6 till 8 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. It is a lovely start here in downtown Wausau. Again, boy, you're looking outside. You see the sunshine. Temperature's warmer than it's been. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We'll find out about today and then about a wetter forecast for the weekend with our meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again also on YouTube, youtube.com, and our 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. Don't forget, give us a ring or a text, same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Thursday morning, it is a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. Lots of blue skies, lots of sunshine, temperature warming up already. It looks like it's going to be a great day. Enjoy it, because as we know, in this time of year, the month of March, it changes, and it changes quickly. And to find out what to expect weather-wise, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. It is so beautiful out there right now. Yes. I just want to stay in today's moment and not even talk about the future.
Let me ask you something, because I was talking to somebody yesterday. In fact, here at Civic Media, we have many stations around the state. And I saw an email talking about our Wisconsin Rapids station was covering high school softball today. I'm thinking, what? We got all this snow out there. And then somebody was telling me about driving just, you know, not that far out of Wausau. You could go either west or a little bit south, and it doesn't get I haven't actually traveled in the last couple of weeks, that it's not really that far away where there's no snow out there. Is that true?
That's so true. I mean, northwest Hayward area has nothing on the ground right now. And if you do go south, like you said, down towards Stevens Point, Plover area, it starts to drop off. I'm sure they probably don't have anything anymore. But when I was driving north over the weekend, you could see some of the snow from that system. But I'm pretty sure that melted away. So, yeah, we're stuck in the thick of it pretty much here up to Rhinelander and, of course, up towards the UP. We're the only ones with snow on the ground still. So.
Doggone it.
I know. Well, I personally like it. I'm sad that it's melting, but it's the season, which is why I hate spring.
You don't hear that very often.
I know.
Oh, but
I'm an outlier.
I know it. But hey, different strokes for different folks, right? But today it looks like it's going to be a really nice early spring day.
Oh, it really is, honestly, and you need to take advantage of it because the clouds are moving in later on tonight, and they are going to sit here pretty much the entire weekend, and there's only about 2 days next week where we're going to get some sunshine, too, so use it while we have it. Go outside, go for a walk, you know, anything. I don't care. Run your errands, something, because you're not going to want to do it this weekend. It is going to get messy. We have ice accumulations on the line. We also have potentially some heavy, wet snow that could hit, too. So it is going to be a mess. Enjoy today. It's perfect. The winds are barely moving. It's going to be mostly sunny and highs in those low 50s. Couldn't ask for anything better right now.
And then as we get to tomorrow, then into the weekend, and something I heard you talking about with Ian before we came on the air is about not wanting ice, but it looks like the Raptor could be some ice and slick conditions as part of this system that's coming in.
Yes, I am really honestly worried about this system. It could be a major mess or it can be a big bust. I'm hoping it's a big bust and everything I say next is wrong and all we get is rain, 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 rain. That's what I'm hoping for. But what I'm seeing in the model runs, and this data has been all over the place, it can't keep things straight, nothing is lining up. So a lot of us meteorologists are kind of scratching our heads saying, well, it's going to be down to the day, and what are our temperatures at? 32 degrees is that magic number, right? That's the freezing mark. That's going to give us ice potentially, and then if it goes colder than that, we're flipping over to all snow. So here's what I'm looking at. Looks like spotty showers and some thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight. None of them will be severe, so if you hear some rumbles of thunder, don't be worried. A little spotty sprinkles could linger tomorrow morning, but most of the day tomorrow is actually pretty dry. It'll just be overcast, darker, dreary. High temperatures will hit about 50 degrees, and we will become breezy, especially at night. We've got more storm chances that could fire up in the evening. Again, none should be severe, but rumbles of thunder, heavy downpours, those are possible, small hail. And then as we go into Saturday, things start to ramp up. By the afternoon, we're going to see widespread rain moving in. It increases in intensity as we go into the night. Highs on Saturday will be at 42 degrees. This is where things get really, really tricky. Saturday night, we fall to about 30 degrees, we think. If we fall to 30 degrees, which is what it's looking like right now, that means that rain is going to flip to freezing rain, put down some ice accumulations in parts of central Wisconsin. could cause power outages. Obviously, road conditions will be terrible. I mean, if you think about it, freezing rain is the worst because you can't really lay the salt down. That rain is washing the salt away and the ice is just forming there on contact. So some slick and slippery conditions. I hate ice. It is the most dangerous thing. No four-wheel drive, nothing we can do to make it any better. So that ice potential is there. And what I want is no ice potential and all snow. I'd rather it just flip to all snow right away and just start accumulating some wet, slushy snow where we could get about 2 to 5 inches is what it looks like right now. Mm-hmm. And that would be through overnight Saturday and into our Sunday. It should wind down and kick out of here for actually some sunshine on Monday.
Oh, it must hurt you to say you want snow.
You just, I know.
You just said how much you love the snow. No. But it's much better than the ice, obviously. We don't want people in the ditches driving around. What are the details now for this forecast? Starting good and then heading down.
Yes, we are. Temperature-wise, though, very beautiful today. Highs in those low 50s. Beautiful sunshine. A few small storms are possible overnight. And then tomorrow morning, drizzle or freezing drizzle is possible. Temperatures hit about 32 degrees, so some slick spots may linger. Rain continues very light through the morning, and then it'll be just cloudy, breezy through the afternoon. Highs at 50. More storms are possible tomorrow night. Saturday afternoon, more rain rolls in. It ramps up at night. That's when the flip happens. Ice or snow into Sunday morning and throughout Sunday afternoon before that winds down.
All right. Well, we're going to enjoy today. We're going to focus on today and enjoy that. But Brittany, thanks again for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Brittany. Have a good day. Bye, guys.
That's Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday right here at 821 on 98.9 WXCO. Right now, fair skies, 29 degrees in downtown Wausau. The winds are calm. Dew point of 23, relative humidity of 78%, the barometer at 30.12 inches, and the visibility of 10 miles. As we talked about earlier with Pat Kreitlow, it's opening day for Major League Baseball, including the Milwaukee Brewers. I got a story that combines baseball and Donald Trump, and talking about actually standing up and not kowtowing to Trump again, and actually saying, no, we're not going to hold a little, you know, little photo op with him. And Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and also again at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page on the app. The time is 8:35, again, 29 degrees under sunny skies. Join us at 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297, either by calling or texting us at that very same number. Did not have a full opportunity to say good morning to Ian, Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer at the start of the show with Pat Kreitlow waiting so patiently. But Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What's up? What's happening? Anything big going on with you?
Well, I'm still on a little bit of a theater a break until the rehearsals for Anastasia start. Won't be for a couple weeks yet.
Well, not too far off,
it's
though.
It's going to get here eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll probably be here before we know it, and then we'll just be like, boy, I could use a break. But no, I love doing a theater. But overall, just it's been a pretty quiet. I've been, well, kind of hard to get outside recently, but today I'm going to be sure I take advantage of it. Just maybe go outside, go for a walk. Well, yesterday I actually was working on a fun puzzle that my family had. It's a 1,000-piece Disney puzzle featuring my favorite Disney character, Goofy.
Mm.
So it was a puzzle that had like these posters of some of the short films that Goofy made in like the early years of Disney. I made a lot of progress on that puzzle yesterday. I was very proud of myself because I was able to, you know, just working on a puzzle is very good for your brain. It helps you to focus and be relaxed. And I've also been taking a break from social media. I'm staying off of most social media, except for Messenger and YouTube, to I keep my anxiety down and not worry about the because Facebook is very just. Sometimes you go on Facebook and you don't know what to expect. I mean, you know, a lot of times it's movie spoilers for movies I haven't seen, which I do not appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. You know, other times it's just a lot of weird comments or these posts I get for, you know, some pages I've liked in the past that have nothing to do with what I want to see. But I'm just taking a break from social media.
All right.
Well, a little bit.
That's smart.
That's what's going on with me, because, you know, social media, it can be good, but it can also be, you know, very anxiety.
Yeah, it can annoy you. I mean, frankly, exactly. There's a lot of stuff there that gets under your skin and causes stress and just annoys you. And sometimes it's good just to be away from that. And I think that's a good thing. That, you know, sometimes
my mom said that was a very mature choice for me to make.
Absolutely. So no, and again, take a break from it, and then if you want to go back, but try to have some balance with it. Too many people spend way too much time face dug in their phones and things like that.
So I had a lot of fun working on that puzzle yesterday.
That, I mean, doesn't that say a lot right there? That, you know, you think about a puzzle, you think about puzzles generally, you think about how long, you know, decades and centuries people have been working on puzzles, mm-hmm. and sitting there and using your mind and being, you know, sometimes by yourself, sometimes with others.
Yeah.
And then you compare it to all the time that people now spend in their phones, in social media, that cause stress and issues. I mean, yes, there are aspects of social media where you get information and the such, but I just think that, you know, stepping away and having to be quiet and you know, just having, you know, some time for yourself to just, you know, soak up that kind of aspect of life, as opposed to always being involved in the chaos that often is part of social media and the internet generally.
Indeed.
All right. Well, I got cut off there before the break because I was trying to explain what we're going to talk about here. But today is opening day.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah, today is opening day of Major League Baseball.
Yay, Brewers.
Yeah, yay, Brewers. But I got a story here that, again, it annoys me in a sense. But, hey, the L.A. Dodgers can do whatever they want. They can, you know, they're the World Series champs. They can do whatever they want. But Tuesday night, they announced that they have accepted an invitation to the White House to celebrate their World Series title. And over the years, often championship teams will go to the White House, have a special event with the president, you know, have a few jokes and give the president a jersey and that kind of stuff. But there have been teams that have said no to Donald Trump, both in his first term and early in the second term. But the Dodgers have said they will head to the White House in a week and a half or so on April the 7th, which is an off day before they play a three-game series against the Washington Nationals. Their manager, Dave Roberts, tried to explain their decision. And frankly, the more he talked, the less that I enjoyed what he was saying, because he is somebody that in the past has stood up for trying to do the right thing and say the right thing. And Dave Roberts is one of the few minorities out there that are in positions of power in Major League Baseball, which I'm going to speak of as well here on this opening day. But Roberts said, "It's certainly a huge honor to get the invitation to the White House
It allows us to celebrate our 2024 championship. To my understanding, every World Series champion gets that honor, so it's a great honor for all of us. Of course, there are plenty of reasons to say no to Donald Trump, to say, no, I'm not going to stand up there with you and have these smiles and laughs and pretend everything is normal when this administration is anything but normal. Yeah. But the thing about the Dodgers that really annoys me in this situation is something that I wrote about in a blog just last week, and I spoke about it, that the Department of Defense website purged an article on Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson served back in the 1940s and around the World War II time. And they just had a biography as, you know, one of the stories of folks that served in our country. And Jackie Robinson had a story purged, and many others, people of color, women, had it purged, because this administration is trying to put out there in history that the only things that have been accomplished have been done by white men.
They're
a racist, whitewashing history. But the Dodgers, of all the franchises, should not be ignoring that when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, this was not a year ago or 2 years. This was in the last couple of weeks. One of the great Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, he played for the Dodgers for 10 years. He broke the color barrier in 1947. The Department of Defense, led by Hegseth and Trump and all of those white supremacist phonies, purged Jackie Robinson. And after backlash, they put the story back up. But when they removed the story, the URL had part of the address had DEI. Again, the racist DEI purge that this administration has been going through, and other right-wing Republicans like Robin Voss in the state of Wisconsin. So Dave Roberts, the manager of the LA Dodgers, was asked about that, the fact that this great Dodger, Jackie Robinson, had been whitewashed by the Department of Defense and the Trump administration just in the last couple of weeks.
And what did he say?
Well, Roberts said that he was unaware with what took place with the Robinson story.
Oh, of course.
After being informed by a reporter, he said, "I think I'm happy that the page went back up. I have my strong opinions on DEI and all that stuff, but that's another scrum." Well, if you have the strong opinions, at some point you're going to have to stand up and say it. Not say, "I'm not going to talk about it," and then go and visit Donald Trump in the next 10 days.
He said he was made, he was unaware of it. Was he really, though?
I know, and that's the thing. And the thing about it is, Dave Roberts actually, in the past, in the first Trump administration, in 2019, near the end of Trump's first presidency, Roberts indicated as part of an LA Times profile that he would not visit the White House if the Dodgers hoisted the World Series trophy later that year. Reminded of that 2 days ago, Roberts smirked and said, "Did I? I'm going," he added. "I respect the position. It's the highest office in our country, certainly in the world, so looking forward to it." Again, it's just weak. And we've seen so many of those people that have stood up in the first administration all of a sudden just melt in the second administration.
Yeah, there's no courage, no like a fighting for the...
And people that have...
Fighting against have, the rhetoric, the yeah, hatred.
But people that have an actual platform to be able to make us... And we're not asking him to take up arms and go to war. We're asking him, basically, and the LA Dodgers, to use their platform to say that was wrong. And as an organization, when you do something against one of the great Dodgers and great Major League Baseball players and great social pioneers in American history, and then to ignore that immediately and say, "Oh, I'm going to go to the White House and we're going to have a great old time with Donald Trump," that is wrong. And it really annoys me. And it really, and especially, and frankly, it annoys me more that Roberts has actually shown a spine in the past and is joining the long list of other people that are just getting on their hands and knees, trying not to say anything that might upset dear leader Donald Trump. So it really bugged me. And on this opening day, to see that the Dodgers are going to go to the White House and hang out with Donald Trump. And the thing about it as well is Major League Baseball, frankly, is as white a sport as any of them. And and in reading about it, there are a lot of Major League Baseball players and front office execs and owners that are Republicans. They are more conservative than probably any of the other major sports. So the idea that these baseball players would be excited to go see Donald Trump is actually not that surprising. But you just wish for a little bit more courage from those who have actually acknowledged in the past that there's an issue with this president.
See, everybody's afraid of hurting his feelings. It's like, yeah. What feelings? This president doesn't care about anybody. All he cares about changing history, taking away the programs that help millions of people just so he can give money to the people who support him. It's like, do you really think this man has empathy? He doesn't have compassion. He doesn't have mercy. He's a businessman. You know,
he's a bad businessman.
He doesn't see this as a presidency. He sees this as a business
opportunity. It's a grift. It's a grift.
Exactly.
Trying to make himself richer.
Grift is what they called it.
But again, and it's not even about Trump in this case. It's about the Dodgers in this case.
Yeah.
They should have stood up and said no. And again, it's not up to me to tell them to say no. I wish they would have. And again, they have the right to go to the White House. They have the right to hang out with Trump. They have the right to put the smiles on their face and give Trump the jersey and yuck it up with Donald Trump. But again, I just think in this situation, in this time in our history, that maybe using your voice in a different way might be a little bit more important. So
exactly.
I just wanted to bring that up. And again, here on opening day, not bring everyone down here on opening day, but 14 Major League Baseball games going on today, including the Brewers and Yankee Stadium taking on the New York Yankees. Yep. Basically, almost everybody on the field here today. Hopefully in New York City at Yankee Stadium, the sun is shining like it is here. Again, a beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine, 29 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to see some of that snow melt with temperatures getting into the lower 50s before all is said and done. Mm-hmm. And then a little dash of some winter-like weather coming up as we get towards the weekend. Well, we're going to take a quick time out and then come right back. The time is 8:49 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com as well. Got a text based on what we were just talking about in terms of the Dodgers and maybe the racism, I would say, of the Trump administration. Okay. Brian from Wausau says, I think it's obvious Trump is trying to bring back white privilege, and I think that is fairly obvious as well. I think that he and many of the folks in this administration are white supremacists, and I don't think that's an unfair statement to make. I mean, Donald Trump has a record going back more than 50 years. I mean, back in the 1970s, him and his father were convicted of racist practices in terms of their real estate in New York City. I mean, that goes back to the 1970s. And Donald Trump is the man who became a political figure in the Republican Party based on one thing.
Yeah.
The birther lie. He was a man that said that Barack Obama should have been ineligible to be president of the United States because, according to Donald Trump, he was not born in the United States. And we talked about the lies that come out of Donald Trump's mouth all the time. He kept saying he had the evidence. He had the evidence. He had the evidence. He never had the evidence. He never showed the evidence. He used the big lie to become a beloved figure in the Republican Party because he decided that he was going to make a big lie about Barack Obama. So, I mean, the evidence is there. The evidence is there, and that's why I am disappointed in Dave Roberts and the LA Dodgers after they whitewashed Jackie Robinson in the last couple of weeks, that within a month, the Dodgers of all franchises are going to go and visit Donald Trump. I just, again, as I said, they can do it. Everybody has their own choices. They can decide what they want to do, but it still is disappointing to me, bottom line.
We have a Cornell from Merrill who likes to make some comments about a Brad Schimmel when it comes to baseball. Go ahead, Cornell. Hey,
I like this. All this,
you're on the air.
We're connecting everything to baseball today. Hey, Cornell, what's up?
Yeah, well, I totally agree with it. Baseball, that was terrible with the erasing baseball, and then also he was erasing the code talkers that helped us fight World War II and
yep.
The black pilots, and even the code talkers were in Wausau Library, but he passed away. He was there about 5 years ago, and I wish I could have got there to thank him for, you know, they probably saved thousands of lives because the Germans couldn't decode the talking of the Native Americans.
Isn't that amazing that... You said it, saving lives. What the heck has Donald Trump ever done? I mean, to be honest with you, the idea that he and the people around him are erasing the life stories of true heroes to try to push forward their white supremacist viewpoint, and it makes me angry. What about Brad Schimmel?
Well, that's why you shouldn't vote for him, because he's endorsed by a racist communist, and we all have to get out there and vote for Judge Crawford, you know, because here's the story. I hope I have enough time. There's some cases in Washington, and they fired two attorneys of this protection department. That's to do with John Deere, and the farmers want to repair their own tractors, and they fired two attorneys there. And another case was to do with apartments, or maybe you'll get discrimination, you know, renting apartment. And also another story was Jeff Bezos. It sounded like he was working his employees too hard, you know. And Jeff Bezos has a lot of lawsuits out there too. So who would Schimmer would, you know, if it went up to the courts into the, let's go back to Wisconsin. If it went up to the courts, well, who is he going to side with?
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance he would be independent? Absolutely not. He is, his soul is being bought by Musk and Trump right now.
Oh, it's up to $20 million. You know, it's terrible.
I've been getting these texts as well for whatever reason, these Musk Trump texts for Schimmel saying that I could get $100 if I sign a petition talking about the radical liberal judges and sign a petition. I mean, it's crazy.
No, if you get up there and say, and a judge, I feel that Judge Crawford will look at the, you know, evidence, but Schimmel is a yes man for Trump.
Well, I mean, that's why it's important to get out there on Tuesday or vote early. I mean,
I'm calling people. Get out there, call people, take people to the poll, and even on the other channels, he's going to be just a yes man for Trump. And you have to let's put out a message that we want to get this Musk out of Wisconsin. We're yeah. better than that.
Cornell, we got a hard break here because it's top of the hour news time, but thanks again for calling.
Okay, well, get out to vote. And
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.